Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
All right, today, last night, how many of you were not here last night? Could I see your hand if you were not here? Praise God. Appreciate you coming. Last night, I basically just felt led to start talking about the Holy Spirit and the effect that the Holy Spirit has in our life. And I'm going to be zeroing in primarily on hearing the voice of God and how to be led by the Holy Spirit. But last night, I was basically just trying to get across how important the Holy Spirit is and that most of us have not really fully appreciated and understood what it means to have God send His Holy Spirit. We took a verse out of John chapter 16 where Jesus said that it's actually better for us, it's expedient for us, that Jesus left and went to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit. It's better to have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us than it is to have Jesus in His physical body. That's hard to figure. But that's because the Holy Spirit is the power of God. And man, I spent a lot of time last night trying to encourage us that God has not left us comfortless, but that there is no excuse. There are reasons, but there is no excuse for us to be depressed and defeated and all of these kind of things. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to instruct us. He will show us things to come. We spent time talking about that. It says over in 1 John chapter 5, I believe it's verse 4, that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. That's talking about the Holy Spirit. There is no reason for Christians to be as defeated and discouraged and down in the mouth as most Christians are. It's because either they haven't received the Holy Spirit, which we can fix that. Amen. We can help you to receive the Holy Spirit. Or there's a lot of people that got filled with the Holy Spirit 20 years ago and hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost a day since. Thank you for that thunderous silence. It's not just a one-time experience. You know, this is the reason that when we have people come forward to receive the Holy Spirit, we try and really emphasize and get them to get the book and to study this, because there's a lot of people that come forward and they pray and they speak in tongues and they think, well, that's it. Now I've got the Holy Spirit. But you've got to use it. You've got to submit to it. You've got to cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life. So we give everybody a book and we try and make this to where it really has an impact on their life. You know, I have been traveling for, I don't even know how many years, but it's close to 30 years, I'm sure, or more, that I've been traveling and ministering. And I've gone into many, many churches. And I'll go into these Spirit-filled churches. They claim to be Spirit-filled. And I'll give an invitation. And it's not unusual to see 50 to 100 people in Spirit-filled churches come to the altar and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Did you know Spirit-filled churches are not really emphasizing the Holy Spirit and not talking about it? But boy, this is powerful. It's very powerful. Matter of fact, I think Wendell this morning was telling me about somebody who, some people were ministering. I forget the details. What was the deal? They were talking to their children. Was that it? Their grandkids, about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they went to an Assembly of God church, which is supposed to be built on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And these people shared with their Assembly of God grandkids about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they had never heard it. Grew up in the church and had never heard it. I'm telling you, back when I got started in the Lord, the charismatic move, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was it. Man, people were talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. People were flocking. Matter of fact, I've spoken to a full gospel businessman right here in this building with James Robinson about, what was it, 25, 30 years ago. We spoke, and there was hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 or more people. And we spoke, and I mean miracles were happening and things were happening. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was a big deal. And you know what? It's amazing. There's so many people that now, I think, oh yeah, I got that. And I tell you, that just defies logic. The Holy Spirit, if you've got the Holy Spirit, He is the comforter. There is no excuse for you not being comforted, because it is the ministry. That is the descriptive name of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's the comforter. If you aren't comforted, it's not because God didn't give you the comforter. It's because you haven't been taking advantage of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's supposed to testify of Jesus and lift up Jesus. And Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. If we are looking to Jesus, it'll be like Peter. We can walk on the water. We can walk on top of the circumstances as long as your eye is on Jesus. But if you take your attention off of Jesus and begin to look at the wind and the waves, you begin to sink. And this is what's happening to people. They're sinking because they aren't looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. They aren't letting the Holy Spirit constantly magnify and exalt and glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit, it says, you pray in the tongues, you build up yourself on your most holy faith. Man, you would be in your strongest degree of faith if we were to be speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues ought to be a daily occurrence. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than ye all. Talking about the entire group of the Corinthians. And there was hundreds, possibly thousands of people. And he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. And yet we have people today that are saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, have the gift of speaking in tongues, and go days, weeks, months without speaking in tongues. And if they do speak in tongues, it's just like in a church service. When somebody is praising God, they might say a few words. I tell you what, we're missing the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit will fire you up. Amen. I tell you what, there's something that happens when you operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It just builds you up. And I bet you there is at least half a dozen or a dozen people I talked to today that basically every one of them, I said, you're saved. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Why are you letting this happen in your life? Do something. And basically their response was, well, I've prayed and nothing happens. But I can guarantee you that person hasn't been sitting there praying in tongues and fighting this thing and resisting it. We need to be motivated. And that's basically what I was trying to get across last night. Let's turn over to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And, you know, during the praise and worship this morning, some of you may think this is an unrelated thing. But this fits perfectly with the point that I'm trying to get across. I'm going to talk to you about David. And the Spirit of God came upon David. In the 16th chapter is a record of where Samuel came and anointed David to be king. Matter of fact, let's just back up into the 16th chapter. There's so much. I hate to even get started on this because I could wind up spending the whole weekend preaching on David. But let me just point out some things here in chapter 16, verse 1. This is right after Saul had totally rejected God. And God rejected him and turned away from him and said, I have sought me a man after my own heart who will fulfill all of my counsel. And so Samuel had anointed Saul to be king, and Samuel loved Saul. And he grieved, and it said that he prayed and interceded and wept sore for Saul because Saul had missed out on God's best for him. And look at this in chapter 16, verse 1. It says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Boy, this is powerful. Samuel was mourning over Saul and over what had happened. And God said, how long are you going to mourn for this guy? I've rejected him. Fill your horn with oil and go. Boy, there's a great message in that. How long are you going to mourn over this thing that happened and over this person? You know, some people think I'm being insensitive here, but there are things more important than what's happened to you. You need to live with the mindset that something is... You need to have something in your life that's bigger than you. You know, God called Jamie and me to a ministry. And we are impacting people's lives. And I have things just like every one of you have. I have personal things, individual things, family deals. And you know what? I could get down in the mouth and discouraged by like everybody else. But you know what? I live with a constant thought that there's something more important than what's happening to me. God has called me and equipped me to do some things, and I've got a purpose and a reason for living that is bigger than me. And there's lots of times that, you know what, I could be discouraged just like anybody else, but man, I've got other things to do. And so how long am I going to sit here and mourn and let something bother me? Man, I have to fill my horn with oil and go and do what God told me to do. And here's Samuel. He was griping and complaining and feeling sorry over what happened to Saul. And the Lord finally said, how long are you going to mourn? Fill your horn with oil and go do what I told you to do. So he went and he anointed David to be king. He went to Jesse's house and said, Jesse, call your sons together because God sent me here. One of your sons is going to be king. And Jesse had seven sons. He got six of them together and had them there. And he left David, the youngest one, with the sheep out there shepherding the sheep because he didn't even think that David had a chance. You know, it's like he didn't even put David's name in the hat. His own family, his own father didn't esteem him or recognize who they had. But when Samuel came, the first thing he did, he saw Eliab, and Eliab was strong and tall like Saul. Saul was a head and shoulders above any other person in the nation, and Samuel just immediately thought, surely Eliab, this must be the new king. And the Lord spoke to him in verse 7 and he says, don't you look on the outside. Don't look on the height of his stature or any of these things because God doesn't see the way man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And so Samuel went through all six of the sons and the Lord said, none of these. And so he said to Jesse, he says, are these all of your sons? And he says, well, there's the youngest that's out with the sheep. And he says, you call him because nobody is going to sit down until he comes in. You know, I love that. David was rejected by his father, by his brothers, by his own family. Nobody considered him even worthy to be a candidate. But the man of God says, I'm not going to let anybody sit down until we bring David in here. And you know, they didn't have a cell phone to call him on. Somebody had to run out there. And even if it was only 10 minutes out there, well, then it was 10 minutes.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who have become a regular monthly partner with us. Did you know you're the ones who are allowing me to take this truth around the world? We actually only have, I think it's about 9,000 partners that produce somewhere around $200,000 a month. And yet our television bill is around $500,000 a month. The rest of it goes up and down depending on how many people respond. You know what? We need more people to become partners with us. I would like to ask you that if this program is blessing you, if you could see the benefit of this touching other people, then please pray about it and then become a partner with us today.